If you need a handout, just lift your hand up. Our ushers are coming down the aisle. And I want to say, first of all, thank you to Mike for that great report tonight on the trip to the Dominican Republic. Thank you, Mike, for leading the team. And I know it's very difficult with your job to get here on Wednesday night. I know you made a special effort. Don't you appreciate Brother Mike coming tonight and bringing us that report? Amen. Thank you, Brother Mike. Thank you, Rodney, for your great, awesome testimony. That was so appropriate, so great, and it was awesome. And then also, before I get into the lesson tonight, I want to acknowledge that we have a very, I guess you'd call it just a pioneering ministry event that's going to happen this weekend, and that's with our deaf ministry. This weekend, they're having a huge deaf rally in which they've invited deaf from all over the state to come to this rally. And they're expecting a huge turnout. And Jeff, that'll be, is that Friday night or does it begin Saturday? It begins Saturday morning. And we've got a deaf evangelist coming in, very well-known deaf evangelist named Ronnie Rice. And he's going to be speaking several times on Saturday as well as on Sunday. You'll get to meet him Sunday night. And boy, I heard he is something. I've never seen him, but I heard he is really some kind of guy. I heard that he does impressions of presidents, and he can't talk. He's deaf, but he does impressions of presidents through his mannerisms, and he's amazing at it. So Sunday night, he's going to do a little bit of that in the service as well as give his testimony. And then, of course, we'll also have our regular preaching. When he's done with that, he's going to go next door, and they're going to have a deaf church Sunday night, and he's going to preach to them again Sunday night. So it's a big event this weekend. So I'm going to ask you, if you would, to go to the Lord in prayer with me right now. Would you pray with me for this event? And let's pray a special prayer for our deaf rally this weekend. Father, we come before you now, thanking you for the great report that Mike and Rodney gave us tonight. And then, Lord, we lift up to you this event coming up this weekend. We pray for Brother Ronnie Rice. I pray for Jeff. I pray for Arla. I pray for Steve and Joyce. And I pray for all the leadership. I know that Jeff has worked very hard to get into place. And I thank you for Jeff's diligent, hard work with this. And what a great theme as they preach on the mystery of Christ living in us. And I pray that the deaf that come and the hearing, they'll be open, receptive to the Word of God. They will receive the Word in truth. I pray many will come from other churches. And Lord, many will come in the community that are not connected to a church right now. And they'll come and be a part of this rally and get connected here at Crossroads through this event. I pray that lost souls will be saved. I pray Christians will be edified and grow. And I pray this will just be an incredible and awesome weekend for our deaf and for this ministry. We dedicate it to you now. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Colossians chapter number 4, verse 2, he begins to talk about prayer. And he says in verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Do you guys think Paul was a prayer warrior, yes or no? Man, he talked about prayer all the time. Now, you know, the difference between Paul and most of us is he didn't just talk about it, he did it. You know, I think we talk a lot about prayer in churches. I don't know that we do a whole lot of it. I think we talk about it a lot, but we don't do near enough of it. And again, that's not an indictment of every Christian. I just think Christians struggle. And we talked about that last Wednesday night, that I think we struggle with our prayer life because of several factors, you know, that we talked about. But Paul encourages them in verse 2. He says, continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. And that simply means don't quit, you know, don't stop, don't quit doing it. He said in another portion of Scripture in 1 Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. In other words, persevere, don't quit, don't let Satan discourage you, don't let Satan play with your mind. Be faithful, keep praying. You know, that was something, Mike, that you kept bringing up here. Brother Brockell, our missionary in the Dominican Republic, he would tell the team, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. And that's what Paul's saying. When Paul says, continue in prayer, he's saying, don't quit praying. You know, keep praying. And boy, we need a reminder of that Because a lot of times I told you we pray 911 prayers. You know, if there's a crisis or if there is a difficulty, I better pray. You know, but prayer is something that we should be practicing, Paul said, continually. Continue in prayer. Then look at verse 2. He said, watch in the same. So he said, pray. And while you're praying, he said, watch. And we talked about that watch means to be alert. When you pray, don't pray like, you know, when you're half asleep. Don't pray, don't make your prayer time. I don't know about you, but if my prayer time is when I lay down at night and I think I'm going to lay down prostrate in on the bed and I'm going to have my prayer time before I go to sleep. That doesn't work for me. How about you? I mean, you know, Denise can tell you, right? 60 seconds and I'm snoozing. I'm out, you know. So that my prayer life would be about 60 seconds a day if I prayed when I laid down. And that's what he said when he says watch in the same. It means be alert when you pray. You know, pray, give God your best when you pray. Pray intelligently. Pray in God's revealed will. You know, pray intelligently for the dispensation of grace. You don't pray like an Old Testament Jew. You don't pray like a kingdom Jew living on the earth in the kingdom. You pray like a believer in Christ in the dispensation of grace. Watch and pray. And then look at the very last two words of verse 2. We talked about this last week. He said, pray with, what am I to always pray with when I pray? Thanksgiving. And that's a constant theme in this book that he talks about. In this book, six times he talks about being thankful. Do you think it's easy to pray and make prayer a want list? Is that easy to let happen, yes or no? We just kind of make prayer a want list, and we make it a shopping list. You know, it's a Christmas list, if you will. And God, this is what I want, this is what I need, this is what I got to have. And we make prayer, you know, there was a famous book that came out years ago by a guy, and he called the name of the book, Prayer, Asking and Receiving. And that's not what prayer is all about. Prayer is not just about asking. Now, you certainly can ask God, and you should ask God for things, and certainly we go to God in faith, and we're going to see that in the lesson tonight. But prayer is so much more than just asking God for things. According to Paul, prayer is also giving thanks. Do we have plenty to be thankful for? Yes, we have plenty to be thankful for. Have you thanked God for anything today besides your food? You know, and it sounded like y'all did a lot of that praying for food, huh, on the trip there, Mike. But have you prayed? Have you thanked God for anything? I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just trying to make you think. You know, other than your food, is there anything you've thanked God for today yet? You know, and I just think that we need to be challenged here to be a thankful people, to focus on the blessings, focus on what God's done for us in Christ. Focus on the word he's given us and be thankful. So let's review. These are the three things we covered last week. It's at the top of your handout. Here's the three principles we've already covered about prayer. Number one, pray faithfully and consistently. He said, continue in prayer. Pray faithfully and consistently. The blanks are up here on the screen. Number two, pray fervently and intelligently. That's what he mean when he said, watch in the same. Be alert. Pray fervently. Give God your best when you pray. And then number three, pray thankfully. Pray with thanksgiving. Those are three great principles right there about prayer, but he gives us more. Let's move on to verse number three. He says, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ. Boy, that goes along, doesn't it, Jeff, with your theme this weekend. Their theme for the deaf rally is the mystery of Christ. And he said, pray that we can speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bond. Paul, that's why I'm in prison, because of it. But you pray that we'll have doors to continue to speak it. So another principle we're going to learn about our prayer lives tonight. What is it? God desires that you pray specifically. In your handout, it says, so often our prayers are too general. Our prayers are just too general. Can anybody give me an? Can anybody in here think of an example of a very general, wholesale type of prayer that we may pray? Huh? Okay. How about, all right, I think you just said it. What was it? You said, what did you just say, Kathy? You don't remember, all right. It was good. Whatever you said, it was good. There you go. That was it, yeah. She's, Lord bless us. You know, that's, Lord bless me today. And that it's just such a, you're just such a general prayer, you know. How about this one? Lord, bless all the missionaries. You know, does Brother Brock Hell down in Dominican Republic, does he have some specific needs? Okay. Do y'all think Bill Dobb, our missionary out of our church, has specific needs? How about Oiler Falcon out of our church? How about Pat Weimer out of our church? Yeah, these guys have specific needs. You say, well, how am I supposed to know what they are? Read. You know, we give you an excerpt from their prayer letter on Sunday night when we give you the prayer list, and then it says go to crbible.com. You can read the full letter. You can go to any of our missionaries and read their latest letter online. But read, be informed, know what the needs are. Hey, email them. Email Pat Weimer in Iceland. Say, hey, man, listen, just really got you on my heart. Can you tell me what your greatest needs are right now? Email him. Let him know. And then pray specifically for those things. You know, Lord, be with our church leaders. That's not specific enough. You know, Lord, bless the missionaries and be with our church leaders. Well, whether you pray for God to be with me or not, is God going to be with me? Yeah. So you don't need to pray, God be with me. He's going to be with me. So pray, if you're going to pray for me, pray for me. You know, pray for Pastor Dan. You know, pray specifically that as I preach on Sunday, that souls will listen and hear and souls will be saved. Pray that I'll have liberty and freedom as I preach and teach. Pray that I'll be clear when I teach. Pray I'll have strength when, you know, as I teach. Pray that God will give me his strength daily. You know, pray for Pastor Rob and his youth ministry specifically. Pray for Pastor Rich and as the Bible Institute's starting up. Pastor Rich has so much on him right now. All the classes are starting. He needs a lot of prayer right now. You know, pray specifically. The Lord bless the missionaries, ain't gonna work. Lord bless the church, be with our church leaders. Lord bless our nation. You know, pray specifically. God said, pray for leaders by name. Pray for them, those in authority, he said in 1 Timothy 2. How about this one? Lord, be with my family and bless them today. Now you can do better than that. You can do better than Lord bless, you know, Lord be with my family and bless them today. You can do better than that. You know, pray specifically for what your wife's needs are. You say, well, how do I know what her needs are? Ask her. Honey, what's your needs? What? Tell me how I can pray for you. You know, ask your life group leader how you can pray for him best or her best. You know, ask people, how can I pray for you? And pray specifically. One guy, he thought, boy, I got this general prayer stuff down. He thought, I learned how to save time in my prayer life. And he thought, you know, instead of having to pray over every single meal, he said, I got an idea. I'm going to go into the grocery store, and when I buy groceries for the week, I'm going to bow my head and say, Lord, bless all the food. Then I got it all covered in one prayer. You know, that's what I'm talking about, see, is general prayers. No, let's be specific. Let's ask God specifically. Paul, that's what Paul said here, right? Look at verse 3. He tells him in verse 2 to pray, but then in verse 3, he says, with all, praying also for what? For us. Paul said, hey, you know what? I want you to pray, but I want you to pray specifically for me. And I want you to pray for my ministry team that's with me here in Rome. And by the way, Paul gives the names of his ministry team. Look down at verse 7. He says, one of them there is Tychicus. Verse 9, Onesimus. Verse 10, Aristarchus. You know, and he goes through Marcus, Justus, Epaphras. Verse 12, he goes down to verse 14, Luke, Demas. And so he lists these guys. He said, I want you to pray for us. And then he gives them the names. I want you to pray for these people. Pray for us. Pray specifically for my ministry team here. In your handout, it says that Paul also had specific requests. Paul had specific requests that he wanted them to pray about. What were they? Look at verse 3 again. Look at verse 3. What was his prayer request? With all praying also for us, so pray specifically for me and my team, that God would open unto us a what? A door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ. So in your handout, it says Paul wanted them to pray that God would open doors, or doors means opportunities. I want you to pray that God will open up opportunities, doors, for us to speak the mystery of Christ. Go back to chapter 1 real quick. Can you flip back there, please? Chapter 1. Remember that mystery we studied back in chapter 1? Look at verse 26. Chapter 1, verse 26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You remember, there's we learned that there's this new truth, Paul said, that was a mystery, but it's not a mystery anymore. He said God's made it manifest to his saints. The mystery was the divine truth that Christ gave to Paul, that a Gentile could be saved and could receive divine grace and divine blessing and divine favor through simple faith in Jesus Christ alone. No longer do Gentiles have to go through the nation of Israel, but they can go straight to God. Grace and mercy are being freely bestowed upon all men on the earth on an absolutely equal basis. And in chapter 1 there, verse 27, Paul says, the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Man, how special. That's something that the saints didn't have in time past. He says, but now that mystery has been revealed. Now it's true. And listen, church. It was the proclamation of that message, that mystery, that to the Gentiles that angered the Jews. And it's what landed Paul in prison. That's what made him so mad. He was going to the Gentiles saying, you don't have to go through Israel. You don't have to go through the Mosaic law. You don't have to go through the rite of circumcision. You can go straight to Jesus Christ in faith. You can put your faith and trust in what he did for you on the cross. And you don't have to go through a nation, or you don't have to go through the law. You don't have to go through Jewish rites. You can go straight to Jesus Christ and be saved. That angered the Jews. That made them mad. And remember, they created the riot and Paul got arrested. And that's why he's in prison, is because of preaching that mystery. And so now here he is in prison and he says, I want you to pray. Pray what, Paul? I want you to pray specifically that God would open up doors of opportunity for us to continue to speak the mystery of Christ. Even though it landed him in prison, Paul knew, says in your handout, Paul knew that his gospel was the power of God unto salvation. So his passion was that it would continue to go forth. And he said, pray specifically for open doors for me and my ministry team, that we can speak forth this truth, the gospel of salvation. I want to bring up a picture here. Can we bring that picture up of the missionaries? I want you to look at that. That's four families. Each one will be with us a different week coming up next month. September 11th, we're going to have the Branscombe family. They're going to communist China. The next week, we're going to have the Dobb family, Brother Bill Dobb. Of course, we know that the Dobbs are in the country of Jordan, which is a Muslim country. So you got one family going to China, which they're on deputation. They're trying to get to the field, trying to raise support to get to the field. Bill's on furlough and has already spent a term in Jordan, and of course is out of our church. We're his sending church. He's in a Muslim country of Jordan. And then you got the Brockells, which you heard about tonight. Brother Rodney and Brother Mike told you about them. They've been 12 years in the Dominican Republic ministering down there for Christ. And then you've got Dan Jalowick. Did I say that right? Did I really? You're laughing at me. Why are you laughing at me? Okay. And the Jalowicks are going, I always get this wrong, in Zambia though, isn't it? Yeah. They're going to Zambia in Africa. These are frontline servants for Jesus Christ that have given their life to do what Paul said, and that's go out and speak forth the mystery of Christ. To let people know that they can be saved through simple faith in Jesus Christ. Paul said, I want you to pray for me. Pray for my ministry team that doors will be open for us to speak forth the mystery of Christ. Pray for us that we'll have open doors. Can I ask you a question? Do you think if all of us in here got serious about praying for those four families, do you think God would open up doors for them, yes or no? I believe so. I believe so. They need our prayers. The Jalowicks, now they're on deputy. The Jalowicks and the Branscombs are trying to raise support to get to the field to serve their first term. The Brockells and the Dobbs have already been on the field, but they're back on what we call furlough, and they're visiting some of their supporting churches, giving us an update on how the ministry is going. But they all need prayer. You think maybe the Branscombs and the Jalowicks need some prayer for some open doors to get into some churches that will help them, amen? So they can get their support raised and get to the field. You know, and I want to encourage you, just be faithful in the month of September, and let's show the love of God to these missionary families. Let's just treat them like royalty. You know, we got the table back there where we're encouraging folks to sign up and sign up for a gift. Man, give a gift to a missionary. Jesus said, if you give a cup of cold water to a prophet in my name, he said, I won't forget it. Well, man, then you know, I don't believe he's going to forget it when you do a kind deed for a frontline soldier for Jesus Christ like these missionaries. And I think you gave me an update, Brian, and I think I brought it in here. I'm not sure if I did or not, but Brian gave me an update. Here it is. We're about halfway there to a little over halfway there to getting the funds we need to help these missionaries when they come, to make their stay comfortable, to just bless them, to encourage them, to try to be an oasis for them in the desert, as I know Satan is fighting them. So I encourage you, the table is still set up back there, but be a blessing to them. But they need our prayer. And it's great to give them a gift, and we ought to do that. But I can promise you, if they were standing here, you know what they would tell you? More than anything else, we need your prayers. They would tell you, we need your prayers. We desperately need your prayers. Look at verse number 4. Go back to Colossians 4, chapter 4, verse 4. And there Paul says, I want you to pray for me that I may make it, that is the mystery of Christ, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. In your handout, it says, Paul asked them to pray specifically for boldness and courage to speak forth the gospel once the doors were open. He said in verse 3, pray for doors to be open that we can speak it. Then he said in verse 4, and I want you to pray that when the doors are open, that we'll make it manifest. We'll publicly declare it like we ought to. Now, isn't that interesting? It's one thing to have an open door, right? I use the illustration right here, and it's one thing to have an open door, but it's another thing to what? Walk through it. Paul said, I want you to pray doors will be open that we can speak the mystery. But then he said, I want you to pray we'll have the boldness and the courage to do it. In your handout, it says it's one thing to have an open door, but it's another thing to actually open our mouths and make the gospel of Christ manifest to others. Let me ask you a question. Be honest. How many of you have ever sensed that you had an opportunity to speak the gospel to somebody, but you missed the opportunity? I got to raise my hand. How about you? You had an opportunity, but you missed it. Yeah. Why? Somebody give me a reason. Why do we miss opportunities to speak the gospel to people? Just give me a practical reason. Why do we do it? Why do we not speak? Okay, good. We're afraid. What are we afraid of? Rejection, persecution, ridicule. What's another reason why we don't speak sometimes? Huh? Yeah, busy. Right, we're too busy. We don't want to take the time to do it. Right, that's a good one. Unequipped. Excellent. Thank you. We feel like, well, I would speak, but I'm not equipped. I don't know what to say. And so we feel inadequate. So we're busy. We're afraid. We feel inadequate. These are all reasons why we've got the open door, but we don't take it. We don't walk through it. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes in my mind, as I read the book of Acts and I read about Paul's journeys, we get this idea that Paul was some sort of kamikaze for Jesus. You know, he had no fears whatsoever when it came to sharing the gospel with other people. I mean, just wherever he went, he just tore loose. And I mean, he let it rip. And he had no fears, had no apprehensions. But that is not true. Paul was a human being like you and I. Paul went to the city of Corinth. You know, we have the letter of Corinthians. When he went to Corinth, he went to proclaim Christ. You know what he told them later on? You know what he wrote back to them? He said, I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. In fact, did you know while Paul was in Corinth, according to Acts 18, that God had to come and encourage Paul with a special vision because Paul was so discouraged and wanted to quit? He was so fearful because there was so much persecution from the Jews, and there was so much, they were just, I mean, coming against him, and they were giving him a hard time, that Paul wanted to just leave. He wanted to quit. And God came and encouraged Paul, and Paul ended up staying for a year and a half in Corinth. What's my point? My point is this in your handout. Paul knew that he was prone to be intimidated by Satan to keep his mouth shut, just like everybody else. So what did Paul ask for? He asked for prayer. He knew that he needed prayer for boldness. I want you to take your Bibles and go to the left, two books, and go to Ephesians chapter 6. This is a good cross-reference. You ought to cross-reference this in your Bible with Colossians 4:4. It says here in let's read verse 19. Well, to get the context, if you look back at verse 18, what's the first two words? All right, praying always. And then here we go, verse 19. He said, and I want you to pray for me. Pray for me. Why? Here's what I want you to specifically pray for. Pray that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth, what, church? Boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Would you agree with me that we all need prayer in this area? When we share Christ with our loved ones, our coworkers, our neighbors, our friends, or strangers, there's always the possibility of rejection, ridicule, mockery, and persecution. So Satan uses those thoughts to intimidate us to keep our mouths shut. Satan hates the mystery revealed to Paul. He hates the good news of Jesus Christ contained in the mystery revealed to Paul. And in your handout, it says Satan will do everything he can to shut doors of opportunity and to shut mouths. And that's why Paul said, I want you to pray for open doors, Colossians 4:3. And then I want you to pray for me to have an open mouth, Colossians 4:4. Pray for both of those things. We're in a battle for souls. Prayer will make the difference. Prayer will make the difference. And I want you to get, and by the way, I do want to mention this. Brother Mike brought this up to me, Mike Rich. And Mike Rich comes out every Friday morning at 6:15 right here. In the back door back here is open, and anyone's welcome to come and pray with Brother Mike. He prays here every Friday faithfully. Unless he's out of town, he's here every Friday at 6:15 to pray. Friday morning. That's his time. He's dedicated to the Lord. I'm going to pray specifically for the church, the leadership, and so forth for the services Sunday. Brother Mike, many times is here by himself, but he's faithful to come. But he wanted me to give you a personal invitation that if you would like to come, he would love for you to join him Friday mornings here at 6:15. Paul said, I need your prayers because prayers make a difference. And he said, you know, we're in a battle for souls. We got to pray. We got to pray. And in your handout, there were three things he said, I want you to pray about. This is just kind of a review. Look in your handout. Pray for open doors. Pray for open mouths. And pray for open hearts. Pray that people will have hearts to receive the Word of God once it's proclaimed. Do y'all think that'd be a good thing to pray for your church? For me, for Rob, for Rich. Hey, do y'all think, let's bring back up the pictures here of the missionaries. Do y'all think that those three things would be a good thing to pray for those families right there? Man, I encourage you, let's not just talk about prayer, let's do it. And I want to encourage you to try to pray more specifically. Let's really, you know, get serious about it, all right? And I want you to pray for these families as they're going to be coming next month, all right? They need our prayers. Let's pray right now. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, Lord, for this text that encourages us to pray. And Father, help us to be serious about prayer. Lord, we love you now and thank you for the great Bible study we've had, the great reports tonight. We just praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.